she'd been promised one. She was 80-something, I believe, in that neighborhood. And she told him to take the handmaid down from him. That's where you ate first day of him. And they'll never get along. I don't care if Carter, I don't care. They ain't never gonna get along.
I really don't believe it. They don't get anything set.
Jews was Christ's chosen people. No question about that. They didn't accept him, and of course he turned to the Gentile. But he still looks over the Jews. There ain't no question. And I think it's all of them.
Well, look, you know, something happened for them to survive that long where they are with that many enemies. Well, they outnumbered tremendously.
Well, most of Jews, not all, makes money. Some way they make money. It's about any business they get in to make money.
It doesn't seem like they always have to. I guess well, I don't guess there are very many in this area.
Yeah, but one Jew in this county.
At the county I grew up in, there were none really out of the county, but in Montgomery they had. That's only one in the county. They're not too many colored people here either.
You may have never noticed this, but there's a clothing store to announce the Oak Ridge and whatnot, and my father, Bailoff's. You know the name? Right. One of those fellows is who I defeated when I went to Nashville. Mr. Bailoff. They need money, to be honest. Boys, they all.
Yeah, well, they sure do. That's one thing you can say they'll look after.
That's right.
I guess so. To survive like that, yeah.
If I wasn't a Baptist, because I'm a Baptist, and would die a Baptist, I'm pretty sure. But I think a lot of the Mormon church.
Yeah. That's grown a lot.
Yes, it has. And one reason I think a lot of them, they take care of their people. That's all we say we take care of. We do. I'm a deacon in the Baptist church. And we think we do this and that. We don't do too
much. Yeah, I'm all in the Baptist. My people have it for as long as far back as I know. So. We talk about different names and so forth. The man that say like Patton or Eisenhower. Mr. Patton, you call him
General.
And the gentleman that made the fortune off Kentucky Fried Chicken after when he was over 70, when he started the business, he was
Colonel.
Well, I believe he was over 70.
I saw his first place.
We were in fact in Kentucky, in Louisville, when he first started that up.
First place is over here with Corbin. It's just a little small place. It went to town.
Sure did. The man who would be in charge of ship, you called him.
Captain.
You ever heard that used as a term of address, maybe by somebody working to his employer or something?